This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
For the first time in history, the 17 nations that use the euro currency are headed for 2 years of back-to-back recession. That's the word from the European Commission this morning, which says the region's economy will shrink more than first thought this year. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London with the details. And Stephen, we're used to bad news out of Europe, but how bad is this?
Well, it is bad. The region's economy as a whole is now forecast to shrink by 0.4% this year. And the most worrying feature of this forecast is the further decline anticipated in the bloc's second biggest economy, France. The French finance minister told you on this programme 2 weeks ago, Jeremy, that he expected the French economy to be back in positive territory by the end of the year. It won't, according to this latest forecast. It will end the year in recession like seven other Eurozone countries.
So the European Central Bank said yesterday, Stephen, and we reported that it's going to cut interest rates to spur growth. What else can be done at this point?
Well, some Europeans are clamoring for the ECB to follow the example of the Fed and the Bank of Japan and print money with a bond-buying spree. But there's a problem with that. The one thing that has kept the lid on the Eurozone debt crisis has been the ECB's so-called big bazooka, the threat of buying billions of euros worth of government bonds to keep borrowing costs under control. That threat is like a nuclear deterrent. It works best if you don't actually use it. If the ECB starts a bond-buying blitz, it may be throwing away one of its most powerful weapons.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Jeremy.